From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters backed by Turkish artillery have continued an assault on IS-held towns near Mosul with a new effort to retake Bashika, some 10 kilometers northeast of Iraq's second-largest city. Meanwhile, in the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets Sunday at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Nijem al-Jabour, who's leading the operation, said morale of his forces remains high.
ISIS collapsed. ISIS now, their morale very down. You can read in the faces of the soldiers and the civilian with us, their morale very high. I think this the end of ISIS.
Safira, among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. A group of 26 Asian sailors has been freed from nearly 5 years' captivity by Somali pirates. They arrived Sunday in Kenya. The sailors seized when their Omani-flagged vessel was overtaken close to the Seychelles in March of 2012. They were handed over to authorities in the Somali town of Gokayo Saturday. John Steed is coordinator with the group Oceans Beyond Piracy.
As with any negotiation, you try and find the right people to negotiate with. And we've achieved what we've achieved today by getting tribal elders, religious leaders, and the local community and the regional government all involved to put pressure on these guys to release these hostages. 4.5 years is, you know, unreasonable. It's just not right.
A $1.5 million ransom was reportedly paid for their release. This is VOA News.